This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 460. Don't be a train wreck in IELTS Part 2 Song Questions.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. Today, you'll learn incredible vocabulary for music, performers, and songs, as well as hear a Band 9 sample part 2 answer for your future IELTS musical mastery.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Well, this is the first week of first grade for James. Oh. So it's a big deal. His outfit yesterday for the first day of school was completely coordinated around the theme of stormtroopers. He had a stormtrooper hat that we got at H&M, the super cool baseball cap, stormtrooper shirt, and Star Wars Skechers. It was totally put together.
That is really fun. That's crazy. First day of school. Big day, isn't it?
Oh, huge.
Wow, I remember those days. It was so exciting. It was always fun to go shopping, you know, prepare your clothes and you go in a new outfit and new binders and pens and pencils. Everything is perfect. That's awesome.
I love it. School clothes shopping was always such a big deal for my mom and I. It was like a big bonding opportunity.
Yeah.
My mom would, it was huge. My mom, we would drive to San Francisco because that was the closest, real city to where I grew up in the middle of nowhere. So we would drive to San Francisco, stay in a hotel, eat at our favorite restaurants. We'd go to the same places, and then shop. And then when we'd come back to the hotel room, I would lay out all my new clothes. I was so spoiled, guys. This is totally what, yeah. So I would lay out all the new clothes on the bed and we would put together outfits. What stuff went with what? Yeah.
That's awesome. Wow, that sounds so fun. Such a nice mother-daughter time, you know? That's so cool. Love that.
So I still try and create I make it a thing for James too because it was such a thing for me. So when I took him school clothes shopping last week, we went to a new Indian restaurant. I think I talked about that before, but we went to a new Indian restaurant, had a really amazing meal, and then went school clothes shopping and then went and saw a movie. It was a whole day of events. Wow.
Oh, that's so cool. That is awesome. I love that. Was there any music? Was there a soundtrack to the planning, to the big day?
Oh my gosh, did we have a soundtrack? Well, I recently introduced him to punk rock because, my son needs to be cool and he needs to know about punk rock. So we've been listening to a bit of Bad Religion lately and he's totally into punk rock now. So that's been our soundtrack.
Okay. Awesome.
Has there been a soundtrack to your life lately? Sometimes we go through music phases, you know?
There has been. Well, I've just discovered a new artist, brand new to me.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, not new to me, but I just got to know Lady Gaga in a concert. I have been to two concerts in my life, one this year and one last year. When I was 12, I went to, I've just never been a music person. I've been a podcast person or a movie person, just not my thing really. So we had a chance to go to Lady Gaga. There were some tickets that other friends had backed out and it was a spontaneous decision and we went and there were good seats and we just loved it. It was so cool.
Because she's like, she's a huge performer. I mean, the effort and energy and money that is put into these performances, it must have been, it's not just about the music, it's a show, right?
Yeah, like, I think she's very unique in the sense that she pulls her audience in, she shares parts of herself, explains the inspiration for a song, but not in a train wreck kind of way, like not in a Lindsay Lohan train wreck, I'm gonna get drunk and stumble across the stage kind of way, you know what I mean? Like, she just does it in a classy way, but a very heartfelt way. So that was new to me. That was interesting. I loved it, actually. So that's kind of been the soundtrack. We were listening to her songs before and after the concert. Yeah, it was great. It was a good time.
She's one of those, she's one of these amazingly talented, performers who is multifaceted. She starred in the last season of American Horror Story, one of my favorite TV shows, and she was amazing. She was like the most glamorous vampire I've ever seen. And like, she's incredible. And she's very outspoken as far as her political beliefs as well. Yes. And regardless of whether or not you believe you agree with her or not, you have to admire her willingness to be vulnerable and outspoken about what she does believe, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, totally. She's very unique. And now I have a true appreciation of that because I'd only heard a couple songs on the radio. Like, I thought, yeah, they're catchy, but what's the big deal? And now I see what the big deal is with her. Like, I get it now. So that's cool. I love that. I love
so, guys, if you're wondering why we're talking about music for so long, it's because music does come up on the exam. We've touched on this, guys. If you come back to the blog, IELTS.AllEarsEnglish.com, this is episode 460. I will link back to some other episodes with resources. I did a YouTube video recommending bands for different genres that you could get into. So that's a good place to start if you don't know about music. But there is a part two card that asks you to describe your favorite song. So first of all, guys, my recommendation, now that you know this is connected to IELTS, would be actually to start this episode again and write down some of the amazing vocabulary that we spontaneously and natively came up with in the musical discussion.
Oh, yeah. I know. I love that. I think one of you probably said, was there a soundtrack? Or I love that expression, right? A soundtrack is very native, very natural.
And then you described Lindsay Lohan as a train wreck. I love that. She totally is. How would you explain that? Because that's going to be an idiom people don't know, I think.
If you imagine a train going off the tracks, I think that's the perfect analogy. I mean, I think that there were other performers too. You know, there have been throughout history that just, they're authentic, but in a way that's, you know, they show everything of their lives. There's no filter. So yeah, like I said, like, who knows? Maybe they show up to a show drunk, or they share too much. They overshare, and you can tell that they're just kind of a mess. And Lady Gaga is not that way. She's had her challenges in her life, but she's able to kind of filter it and put it into a creative channel, not a destructive channel. That's the way I see it.
Because she's a professional.
Right.
I mean, that's what it comes down to, right? I mean, a performer could just be like a messy rock star that's not a role model by any means, but that person is not a professional. So I think that's the difference. Okay. So we have a challenge today, guys. I'm going to do my best to describe my favorite song for 2 minutes. And you guys have to do this after you listen to the show, because this is tough.
This is really tough. So what would be a typical question? So how would the question typically go? What can we expect the question to sound like? Please describe your favorite singer. Is that all? Or is there anything else to the question?
Well, in speaking part one, you could definitely be asked to talk about music versus live music. I also did a video of recorded music versus live music. I did a video about that recently, which I will also link to in the blog. Who's your favorite singer? So that could come up in part one. But in part two, you might be handed a topic card that says, describe your favorite song. And that's it.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to time you.
Okay.
Okay.
This is hard. Hello, awesome IELTS Energy listeners. If you are ready to commit yourself to the next step in your IELTS preparation and stop wasting your time, get into the 3 Keys IELTS Success System today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Are you ready? Okay, so please describe your favorite song.
Oh, gosh. Well, I mean, I first think of my favorite band, which is the Beatles. They've been central to my musical life since I was a kid. My dad had old Beatles records on vinyl that I would listen to in the morning while I was eating breakfast. And I remember just like eating breakfast and listening to Abbey Road or Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And then later when I really got into the Beatles and I had posters all over my room, even on my ceiling, I became fascinated with the White Album. And that's connected to like Charles Manson. And there's just all this fascinating 1960s history around this one album. So one song on this album is Rocky Raccoon. And notice I don't say raccoon, because that's how it's pronounced in the song. And I think it's stuck with me so long. Well, first of all, I fell in love with it because it tells a story. And when Paul McCartney writes a song, he tends to write stories, not like John Lennon. You can tell who writes the songs. And it's the story of like a man, and he loses his wife, and he follows his wife, and it's like this old West town, and his wife Nancy becomes involved with another man, and Rocky is depressed and drinking whiskey, and there's like guns and whiskey, and it's just this amazing narrative tale told in a very sweet song. And after my son was born, and I would be changing his diapers, I would sing him this song, and sometimes if he couldn't sleep, I would also sing him Rocky Raccoon, because it feels like, even though there's guns and whiskey, it feels like a lullaby, because it's like a slow acoustic, really melodic tune. And as I said, it's a story. So I felt like I was sharing part of my own musical passion with James and calming him down at the same time. He couldn't understand the words. He was like 5 months old, but okay, still to this
that's
day.
Minute. Great awesome. Job. Woo, that was awesome. Oh, wow. Oh, very
that was
nice.
So fun. I, you know what, guys? Like, I could, when I was giving that answer, and this is something I believe we mentioned to you guys in a recent episode, is try to bring up images. So when I was talking, I could see my room as a teenager. I could see myself eating breakfast with these vinyl albums. I could see myself changing my son's diaper and singing him Beatles songs. Yeah. So yeah, I think that comes through, right?
Totally. Yeah. I also like the way you kind of started by giving us like an overall kind of impression of the kind of music you like. And then you focused in on Rocky Raccoon. And that's when the details really started getting specific. And I started to like hear kind of more feeling in your voice as you started to tell the story of the song. And I thought it was great.
Well, that's the thing, guys. The more personal and specific you get, the more it comes through in your pronunciation, for sure. Because I forgot that I was trying to speak for 2 minutes and you just start talking, right? So it's not like I am answering a test question. You're not doing that. You're in a different place with your communication, and it becomes more natural.
Yeah, I love that. And I love some vocabulary that you used here. You used acoustic and melodic. Love that too.
Melodic. Oh, melodic. That's such a good word. I'm trying to think. One of my favorite words, guys, is stentorian, which means way too loud. I just wanted to work that in because it can be related to music. And I love that word.
So how should our listeners prepare for this kind of question? Should they pick out a song that they know they're going to talk about, a music genre, before going into the exam?
Definitely. So guys, first is to come back to the blog episode 460, okay? And listen to this episode a couple times. Look at the blog post. We put the vocabulary and the strategies and all the bones you need to prepare will be in that blog post with links to other resources. So that's the first step. Do a little bit of research. And then find a favorite band in English. It's okay to talk about a favorite song in your native language. I guess that makes sense. But you know what, guys? I think it's a lot better to talk about an English song. Cause you have English connected to it. The lyrics, the story. So find a favorite band, choose a song that you really like from them, and do some research. There are some really interesting stories about who wrote the song. I mean, like, I know that, that John Lennon doesn't write narrative lyrics like Paul McCartney does, just because I'm a Beatles fan. So if you really dive in, if you become a fan of something, you're going to be able to have all of these amazing like trivia details to add.
I love that. So good. It's all about the input. Plus, while you're listening to these songs, you're working on your English. You're hearing English. You can look up the lyrics. You can go to letsingit.com and find the lyrics for these songs. There's endless things you can do.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, definitely, guys. Listen to this a couple times, write some vocabulary, do some research, watch that video where I recommend bands for a variety of genres. No matter what genre you like, I have a band for you in that video. And then you could start your own like research and discovery into this new music.
Awesome. I love it. Very important episode today. And thank you for doing that sample answer there, Jessica. You did a good job.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You get a 7.
There you go. No, that was a 9, dude. That was higher than a 7, lady. Okay.
All right. I'll give you an 8.
Oh my God. This is a rough room. Oof, tough audience. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for hanging out today. And guys, if you want to see all our success stories and our 3 keys IELTS success system, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. All right.
Awesome.
Very good. All right. Take care, Jessica. All right, thanks for hanging out. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.